Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. It's the usual Spurs suspect, sorry, and the master of the dark arts, Charlie Mulgrew. Front and centre, where he should be. How are you, mate? All right?
How's doing? All right. Good to be here.
What did you think of the outburst last week? And Colfort?
I don't like it. Listen, Charlie, before you go.
Blindsided me.
No. You know, you're exactly behind it all. The man to your left of you, Simon, the amount of phone calls you used to have, talking about that side of the stuff, and actually forcing it. You're a real football guys out the game, aye. Aren't you, Charlie? If you want to respond,
where'd that come from, si?
I don't know, mate. I don't know where it came from.
You're getting a bad rep, aren't you?
That's shocking.
He took you into this as well as part of the Dark Arts. You were also mentioned.
I'd accept it, mate. I'm definitely more modern day than you are.
No, listen, they two are. Do you know what I mean? I wonder if Andy and Beale were as well involved with each other. Very strange that the boy Beale came in. Hey, go, Charlie. Got a joke about my hair, so you better.
No, but the thing is, the one thing I will say is the five-a-side thing. We did turn up for a game of fives.
Disgusting.
And the boys just wanted to kick the ball a bit for a warm up, and he's like, no, come on, we'll get a Leverkusen drill before we start. He wanted the Leverkusen passing drill.
Ajax, why don't I remember?
But Ajax, and then he was shouting the instructions in German for some reason. That was strange.
People are going to believe that.
Derek Ferguson,
you started the game of fives by shouting Vamos, remember? Vamos, like that.
Like, go on, Charlie. You may as well get it out of the way, mate.
What's
with my hair.
That?
The hair.
No, I just thought it was like Derek. You know, remember that when
Ricky Gervais?
Aye, Ricky Gervais does Derek.
Have you seen the guy?
I've watched his program.
Mate, what a cut that is.
That is Derek's spot on, mate. Kev, what's happening? Good weekend, big boy.
I did a good weekend, Si. Just bit of golf. Got some golf gear off. Druids, Freebies, Charlie,
wow.
I'll get you squared up with some.
Aye, shot, man.
Obviously, I gave you a shout out a wee few weeks ago, Si, for some golf gear, and I'm fucking getting inundated with stuff.
Aye, yeah, I'll bring
it. Sitting out with some watches and gear, so just somebody could send me a swing, that'd be great.
You're using player. Twitter the proper way. It's the only way to use Twitter.
No, right in until the wheels come off.
I'm enjoying all these, like, close, but, like, let's be honest about it, fucking fancy clothes aren't they really going to do anything on me.
I need new clubs, don't you?
I need new clubs.
And a great day, the shops are open. Seen you and your dad queuing at Cycle Sensor this morning.
And Summers as well. Remember Dan Summers? I'm at Brown, used to always get my mad presents in there.
That's weird.
Stephen, are we going to Primark after this?
It's brilliant, but isn't it, Simon? The world's back, isn't it, Charlie? What are you feeling about all that? Everybody back, loving it all.
We coffee this morning, didn't we?
Absolutely brilliant. Tell me about the parking ticket I done.
Oh, he's not doing the parking ticket. So I was like, you can get the parking ticket. I heard changing his pocket when he was running at the house to get in the motor. So I'm like, I'll go and get the coffee. So I went in. He's at the machine for about 10 minutes. I'm like, what's he doing? Comes back in, like, the ticket. I've got your ticket.
He's never like, does that with me.
I've put this in it, but it's only giving you that. I'm like, just put it on the motor. So he's went, right, I just wanted to show you that I've got it. I said, just put it on the motor, it's not using here. So he's been outside, back round. Then my phone started ringing. Sims, I've looked out the window, and he's back in the passenger seat with the door shut.
What, with the... Peeling the ticket.
I don't know how to put the both sides to stick out the window.
You only need to set it on the hangman and shut the door. So it was 20 minutes to put a parking ticket on.
So you talking about that, mate?
And we've only got 10 minutes because
he was 8
quid for 20 minutes.
Mate, remember you seen me on my driving lesson?
Oh, I've still got the video of that.
Have you?
Aye.
See, the best thing about it was I seen the driving instructor the other day, right? So the boy that takes me for driving lessons, massive Celtic fan, Anton Shields, his name is. So his driving company's called Shields Motor. So I'm fucking doing my driving lessons, mate, in Kirky. Pull up at the lights, mate, next thing, just hear a toot of the horn, turn around. He's pissing himself, laughing with his boy. This is the best thing about it, right? I put the windy down. The boy next is Anton's, Charlie Mulgrew. I was like, huh? Put the windy down. He goes like to him, all right, Shieldsy. He's like, how the fuck does he know my name? Because it's on the top of your motor, you stupid bastard.
That was funny. Oh, that was brilliant.
Have you got a video of that?
I've got the video.
Oh,
right,
like, what is he?
Oh, it'll take me five minutes to find it.
Did I stall the motor?
Well, you shouted something funny back, but I can't remember what it was, but I've got it here, 100%.
Oh, I've seen him class. Up before the other day.
He's a wee look.
See, on the driving lessons, are you...
He'll take you something. I met him the other day. That's why I brought it up.
How long ago were we talking?
Oh, what would I have been about 2 years ago, Charlie. No, 3 years ago, mate.
Eh?
3 years ago? You would be dying for 3 years.
You feel automatic.
You feel like automatic.
Boys, clap for this man.
Top in the
championship medal at the weekend.
Superb.
How was the day, mate? Good?
Good, mate, aye.
Is that your first league win?
Third. But sorry. Two championships in a League Two.
Is it?
League Two, aye. Livy was League Two, wasn't right. it? We were demoted all the way down.
And good. Then Rangers Championship.
Rangers Championship. Then
decent wee bundle you're getting there, mate, isn't it?
I know. Mate, we were unbelievable the weekend.
Good.
The first celebrations, half, Andy, seemed a wee bit tainted, didn't it? Did you see the celebrations when they left the trophy?
Nah, I seen it. How? Oh, was it because of all that stuff I had about getting relegated in it?
Good on you. You were excellent, mate.
So it was a happy medium, wasn't it?
Aye.
Didn't he take it overboard, didn't he?
Obviously, so Andy, Saturday, he's well good, because even the commentators on the radio were saying that Hearts were really, really good.
Very good. Mate, what, I don't know.
What's the difference?
Change to a three at the back, haven't we? Playing three centre-halves, two wing-backs. And
Suter makes a big difference, mate, doesn't he?
John Suter's came in, really good, well. Aye. So that's, since he's came back in, three games, three clean sheets, but...
Think he's got a late play. I know there's only one game left, but it's a shame because if he'd have got maybe say a couple of months before the season end, he would have been in a shout with Scotland.
He's got Scotland co-ops, you know.
Yeah.
He's been in the Scotland squad with you.
Aye, been a couple of times.
Good player, but
really you good player. Fellow centre, never said a fucking word to him, did you?
I don't like the way you
help him. He's sound as anything. Aye,
is he?
Had a few good chats with him. Good boy.
Are you a vocal centre? I can't even remember.
Arrogant.
He's quiet.
Arrogant.
I played against Charlie. You never shouted anything.
Did I not?
You did. Remember I told you about it when I came on? My debut and you were pals?
No, I like the story actually. Tell us, because this is good.
Aye, so obviously I was a nervous wreck with Celtic and then I obviously came on for the first
time. What do you mean with Celtic?
Aye, just in general. So I was always nervous and you always looked out for me, made sure I was all right. And I remember when I made my debut, the first time I came on, I think I took a bad touch or something and you fucking slaughtered us.
Did I?
Aye. But I like that because if you kept that going and saying you're all right, pal, I wouldn't have felt I belonged there. Do you know what I mean?
And who is this against?
Ross County.
The one with him and Tokley were flirting with each other for 30 minutes.
Or the boys clapped when I walked in, remember? Because I made my debut.
I thought you hated it when you get criticised.
Must have been some in debut, Charlie, and you can't remember it.
Because I felt as if I'm
part of the team. I can remember you.
But you were quite, you were a leader on the pitch, weren't you?
I don't, was I vocal? I don't know. Sometimes I was, maybe. Maybe I was having a stinker that day against you. Probably was.
Aye, I think.
And I've just went quiet. So get me off of here.
See, when I used to play in front of him in the youth team, toy, he would be like, you're in a low block when I'm walking, you're in a medium block.
I hated that.
And I was like, well, you'll need to show us. And he would come and actually move you into where he
was. He's a liar.
By the way, I'm looking forward to a tactic session with this guy.
Where's the tactics board?
We'll make something with it. Plenty of bottles.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure I played centre mid with you a couple of times, youth team games.
That's right, aye.
Hearts and stuff like that.
What was the zone?
And you were like, to me, like, am I doing all right?
You don't talk. I've heard you don't say a word.
What, on the pitch?
Aye.
To what other players?
Aye, when like, people try and have banter with you,
I didn't get a laugh.
Why?
I don't know, mate. Miserable bastard, innit? Aye. Always angry when I'm playing football,
surprise,
you know?
I don't get a laugh on the pitch either, to be honest, but no, I was in absolute stitches this year, first time ever, like, try to hold it back. Cal Naismith.
Oh, what have I told you, mate? Cal's the funniest boy ever, man.
Honestly, like, he's just so dry, isn't he?
But,
cause I'd been at Wigan with him the season before, so I knew it was like he'd be taking free kicks, he'd be like, oh, why are you making a wall? Just go back to halfway line. Straight face lad, and why he's there, make a wall, he's dead. But you see this, then he I've got this boy's, he put it down, he blown it into the stand. And he's like, first time that's ever happened to me. That's not even it, right? So I've kept my straight face at that. And then the second calls came, right, and he's trying to say wee things to me, but I'm straight faced, not getting on with it. And he jumps up for a header. He's playing striker. He can play everywhere, can't he?
He jumps up for a header.
And he's trying to flip one out. Our centre-half's elbowed him a belt on the head, right, and he's went down. He's like, ah. I can hear him. I'm like, he's like, ah, you got us a good one there, Kel. Right, and he's like, holding his head, and he's like, is it bleeding like that? Is it bleeding? And he keeps looking around like, mate, there's tears rolling down my eyes. I'm like, stop laughing. We're 1-0 up, right? 5 minutes to go, and he's like to me, this has got one each right now, right, Charlie? We may as well just go now. Finish one each. Aye, they scored in the last minute.
Is he a good player?
He is a good player, mate.
He is very good.
When
I trained, he never got a lot of chance at Wigan, but in training, I thought a couple of times, very good player.
He played centre-half games for Wigan, didn't he?
He went into centre-half. I got injured, and our centre-half got injured. He went into centre-half. It was unbelievable. He just took the ball off the keeper. He wanted the ball at the time. He was just pure composed as anything.
I can tell that you didn't really enjoy these stories as much.
No.
Is he a porcelain type? Is that what you're not happy about?
I think he's taking air, isn't he?
Do you think he's trying to be
he's
porcelain?
He's trying to challenge me, isn't he, a wee bit?
Oh, he's funnier than you, man.
Oh!
Disgusting.
Mate, you came from me with my dad. You go, mate.
There wasn't even joking that there, but no. Just so serious, man. That was horrible when you put that across there.
I used to tell Si all the time, man, so he used to play against the youth teams and all, and he would be on the bench. Anytime he came on, it was so funny, man. He just used to throw on the pitch. This gaffer dropped me, didn't he? Talk about his under-18s manager. This guy had the cheek to put me on the bench. It's so funny. It's that dry way, does it, innit?
He phoned up, we've got the same agent, and I think it was Snodge was in the motor with Lee, and he's Lee Matthews, you know, right. And it was like transfer deadline day, he was taking Snodge somewhere, I don't know where, and they've answered the phone, Cal's phoned, and he's answered the phone, he's like, all right, Cal, he's like, I'm just taking Snodge to West Brom, or whatever, he's like, well, must have a prem move for me then, because I'm your best player. He just says it, but doesn't he laugh at that? Brilliant, man.
Wait, Luton fans love him. He put up a clip, didn't he? Luton fans have said that he's unbelievable for him. Can he play for Scotland?
Aye, but where? Fucking plays everywhere, man.
I think he's playing left centre-half now in a three, isn't he? So that might, I don't know, it might be perfect for him.
Don't think so.
I've seen him in training.
Not for Scotland, no. Don't need guys that arrogant.
Before we go on to the game to the weekend, we do need to make it clear that he's not actually, because he wants to be a manager now.
He obviously had a wee laugh, and when we went and played stuff, he done it for a bit of banter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
dark arts.
No, that's not true. Never
played sevens at all. No, to be honest, listen. As I said, when I was at Celtic, I always said after training, all the boys said he's going to be a top manager.
Did they? What boys said it? Don't think I tell us who said it.
No, they never.
Are you making it up?
Making it up, I know.
That iced coffee's nice, isn't it? Fucking Baltic.
What, is he the, can you see it creeping into modern day football to these phrases? Match day what?
You see them, match day minus one.
And that's the day before a game?
It's a shocker, that.
Aye. Match day, match
so
day.
So what's up, just Friday?
Match day plus Monday. Two and all that. What you need, match day plus two. What you need, match day minus two.
What does that mean? Minus two is in 2 days
So minus two is two days before. Plus two is 2 days after.
Oh, I know you say God, 2 days after.
So if you play Saturday, Tuesday, I don't know what you say there.
Plus one, minus
Sunday,
one.
You're fucking... You're minus two, but you're plus two, or not?
Match day plus one, but match day minus three at the same time.
But clean the ball's the best. There's a manager going about that it's when the boss drops, he's wanting the boys to clean it. It means recycle it.
Clean it.
Unbelievable, that.
Who says that?
Some foreign manager.
See, when you were coming through, Charlie, did any of the managers use these words then?
No. Wally McStay did, mate. He was before his time, eh? Wally's team talks were genius, oh. Charlie, wasn't it? What a great guy. Loved him as a coach. Great boss. But can you take training and implement it into a game situation? Can you?
Mate, rhetorical.
Mate, see when you're marking somebody, see instead of saying like, don't dive in and go, hey, play cat and mouse with him.
No, that would annoy me, man. That's not even modern day. That's just making things up.
Mate, one of the people going to a youth team game once. Youth team, was it quarter final? We all got to get off the bus, mate. He stands up, he's like that. Get your asses back on the seats. Guy, the driver puts the radio on, mate. Champions League music.
He's got the CD on.
Got the CD.
For youth games?
Youth club, what was it, quarter final?
Some like.
What did the boys do?
Stand up.
Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? But I looked at him and he was like that.
Jambling's brilliant, though, isn't it?
Oh, mate.
Who else?
Because the thing is, you get after Boston, you're right, you want to play Bulgogne, Aberdeen or something, dog shite on the pitch and all that.
Why, where have these words appeared for you? How have they crept into the game?
I don't know.
Where have they came from?
Is it that these new coaches that obviously didn't have a footballing upbringing?
Yeah, I think that's
never
what
heard
is.
Them. But they come so they've like, made their own ones.
The one that I know, that I first ever heard it was Scanning, like that. That's everywhere now.
Aye.
So you see young boys, young coaches going like Scanning, you're like, where's that came from?
Look over your shoulder.
Aye. Just think it just, I don't know.
Somebody
says it and it just goes.
But then Kenny McDowell was the opposite, mate. Some days, mate, we would just play Doug for an hour and a half.
You play what? Doug. What's that?
So you'd all stand in a circle, mate. This is what training used to be. This is how we'd start training. Imagine that happening now. With our reserve team. Stand with the ball in your hand and you would just follow it up to somebody, mate, and they would need to keep it up. So if you dropped it, you got a D. If you dropped it again, you and then Gene, and then you would need to act like a Doug for 30 seconds, like pissing to chag people's legs.
That's good,
mate. But see, if it was going well, Kenny would just keep it going, mate, and you're like 45 minutes and you're still playing Doug.
And then it would be stitches, not, and he'd go up, Stewards Inquiry.
Aye,
you for you.
He was still doing that when I was at Rangers.
Was he? Yeah?
Aye, still doing that. So it was like 2012, 13, or what, I can't remember when I was there, but he would do that. I don't know if it was Doug. It was like maybe a longer word.
Or he did Jacko, like Michael Jackson. You would need to
possibly,
go and sing like Michael Jackson.
Then, yeah,
he
was
no, sorry. The reserves.
Well, so if you dropped it, you had to dance
aye.
Like
aye,
it.
Aye, you had to sing a Michael Jackson song. Reserves and you were like...
Wee boy nervous.
Friday should be like that. Well, match day minus one should be like that. Minus one's not like that.
But mate, class. Done fuck all for your coaching, but see in terms of bringing your personality, like aye. You say, you go up to the reserves, mate, you're a nervous wreck. See, as soon as you've done that, you were...
Next minute, you're moonwalking in a circle.
As soon as you started pissing on the first team's leg, you're banging.
First team boys used to come down, like Alan Thompson, remember?
Aye.
Kenny was still playing, mate. Play Doug, we're like Tomo and that.
Did they
loved
him?
No, they loved it.
Did they,
uh-huh.
They would always get the good decisions, but wouldn't they? The Stewards Inquiry would never go against them.
You'd love to see one of them better Doug in
the Tomo would be one that would never have done it.
Tomo done Jacko, mate. You might have been up with the first team. Tomo got Jacko, and I've never seen somebody's face go so
Tomo did?
This guy's played Champions League, played for England. He was a wreck.
That's not him, mate.
Did
he done it? He done Jacko.
I felt
but he hated it. What were you saying, Kev?
I said... Like it's banter and football and it's good laugh, but it's also still skill. Because you need to keep the ball up. Mm. You're touching shit, then you're doing all the dirty work, you know what I mean? But
skill with pure nerves as well.
Aye, I know.
Just under pure pressure. It's worse than fucking actually playing in front of a crowd, that.
Some coaching, but in it, shit touch you turn into Michael Jackson. That's fucking class.
So you talking about Kenny, man. Best argument I've ever seen in football. Remember him and Rocco?
Aye, that's right.
That was unreal, wasn't it?
He had Conroy greeting and all.
So then you've not got Conroy trousers on back to Kenny McDowell at him. You've not got a fucking opinion at this club.
Conroy was actually greeting. He was tears in his eyes.
Oh,
no, he was a bit too far, man.
Amazing. Who was your? Oh, you had the boy spray.
You don't want to expand on Conroy. You had his
teammates. He's
been brilliant.
That was anyone else should have been right in there, man. Who was the coach that stole your squeaky chicken toy?
Oh, McGrain.
Danny McGrain.
Oh, Danny McGrain it was, aye.
Remember you used to move all the cones when he set it up? And he's like, ah, he's still remember, Chad? He's like, ah, scratched his teeth, like, ah. I didn't get it there.
You used to have it all set up in time, and then we used to do a big lap, so you just move, like, grab a few cones and move it, and you'd watch them when you get further down, they'd just on at the cone like that. And he'd just stare at all the cones.
His pencil was massive.
And just start looking at light. We were stretching, just watching him, he'd be like, ah. Then he'd move it back again, he'd do another lap, move it again, he'd come back to it, he'd be like, ah. Well, the best one about Danny McGrain, mate, the best ever. This is a true story, right? We've done a couple of laps and went into boxes. It was Lenny's first year when I first went back there. You'd have still been there.
I think I'd just left.
Danny took the boxes, so Danny, you know, he was taking the took a box, and it was near our box. So the boys run the box with two people in the middle, and it's went out, and Danny's kicking the boys in. No boys left. So we're doing to your last boys, like, right, Danny went like that, look, put his horn on a set of cones and kicked a set of cones in. Set of white cones scattered all the box.
I swear to God.
He's a hero.
Everybody was howling. Mate, best guy in the world, Danny. What a guy.
Remember you used to always play that Daniel song, Belt and Jonathan?
Mine Sunday
mid. Daniel is traveling tonight on a plane.
Mine mid wrapped his shoes in the and a big ball of tape and put them in the fridge.
That's Danny McGrain.
Danny McGrain, legend.
Danny got changed in the dressing room.
He's been changed.
I swear he did. He loved it, mate.
Showered at the same time, though.
Showered at the same time.
That is tremendous.
So they wrapped his shoes up in this big. First of all, he was the last one in the gym, and it was the one upstairs at the park. Somebody put a pole between the two, so he couldn't get the doors. And everyone didn't wrap his shoes in a big ball and put them in the fridge. So we get showered, not, and he had they been doing it, and then somebody went and let him out the doors. He was fuming that somebody locked him in. So everybody's like, oh no, he's not seen his shoes yet. Shoes get ready. And eventually he's got his shoes, he was fuming, wasn't he?
But he did like it, didn't he?
Oh, he loved it. Brilliant, man.
Jim O'Brien used to sing, oh, Danny Boy, I'm in the shower, mate. Danny's trying to get a shower, and Jim would go stand right next to him and sing, oh, Danny Boy, in his ear for like 5 minutes. And
I can't even go and change the same changes as you, man. That's unreal.
Oh, hero, man. He's legend, fucking man. Laughing. He's always talking about the games that he gets.
Who's your best pals in football?
You?
I'm one, but other ones. Who would you say? Who's the closest people you've met?
Just you, mate.
Yeah, you don't want to go over there. You don't have to say anything, you know? Sorry.
Move on, right, the games. Can I believe Rangers got beat for St. Well, do you know what annoyed me? Everyone's on Twitter now jumping on saying, been saying all year what a team St. Johnstone are. Lies.
No.
Nobody said that.
No,
I did.
You.
I did.
Oh.
Told you St. Johnstone. Next year, I'm telling you, third.
Top
third
six, you said, didn't
no, they'll be third next year, I'm telling
third?
You.
Third?
But the thing is, Simon, I did.
Well-oiled machine.
What are you basing that on?
Well-oiled machine.
But Simon, can I
good
just jump
players
in?
At a good age, they've got a good mix between experience and younger players.
They'll be away, Si. That defence will be away. They're
Callum
so
Davidson
are they mid-block or they Ganga press?
No, they're going to get the ball back.
Ganga.
They'll let them come at a certain area of the pitch, done it against Rangers, and then they're going to get the ball back.
Very, very oiled.
You like it, mate. There's no gaps. Very. 28 metres.
28 metres, aye. There's got to be 28 metres exactly between defence and midfield, do you know what?
Is it actually?
What do you think? You like 30, don't you?
30's better.
29, aye.
That's fine, listen, coaches, that's all fine, but I cannot see St Johnstone keeping the players, Simon. I cannot see the defence. Andy, we were saying the three absolute monsters.
Monsters, man. And full back five, mate. Full back five. You're looking at Celtic monsters.
You're looking at Celtic now with a back four. You should have been in this season, but we're not going to go into that. The back four now, Simon. Celtic could go with a couple of them.
Yeah.
The boy
who would you take?
I like the boy McCart.
Jamie McCart.
And he's young as well. He knows what it's all about. So I can't see, as much as you're seeing St Johnstone, I can't see them holding on to their players.
Does it surprise you he was released? He was released for Celtic, wasn't he, Jamie McCart?
But sometimes, as you know, guys, it sometimes takes you to go away to another team.
Well, there's a man there.
Do you know what I mean, Charlie?
I did it.
To find a real you, to come out of your almost you as a real player.
You need to go and play games, don't you, and get a bit of confidence and find your feet. Mm-hmm. So, but then again, St Johnstone playing that style, you're saying that if they play deep in a block, as you like to call it, mid block, it's different to say. Like, you need to be open, you need to be playing, you need to have the ball. It's a whole different way of playing.
That's why right. Duffy struggled, innit? Because you've been maybe exposed a bit.
No, but Charlie, St Johnstone are not a team that go and sit, they didn't just sit in. They're going to take it to teams as well.
I
think they've got a good blend. If they're playing
three.
Rangers, they maybe do that. And if they're playing somebody else, they'll go and play higher up the pitch. Played Motherwell this year, pressed them high up the pitch, took the ball from three times and scored.
But if they go to loads of the ball, say like I've got 75% of possession in every game, if they go to that, if the centre-halves go to the ball and finding passes, or they just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different game.
They can play, but they know when to go direct as well.
Yeah, they mix it
which
up.
Which I like, Charlie. We spoke about it earlier. About...
No. When?
Remember, I said to you, are you going to be a manager that always wants to play
that's
it?
That's right, sorry.
You know what I mean? And you said no, but before, you said that you want to play it all the time. And you're a big fan of Pep, aren't you?
I like Pep, aye.
All right, but
where,
Simon...
Where are you getting to, Paul?
I'm going to do a route, I'm not sure. What I'm saying is with St Johnstone, a top manager knows how to adapt. Brendan Rodgers is adapted now, but Callum Davidson, you see it sometimes last night, we go like a long ball, do you know what I mean? And that's fine. So the top managers find that.
Do you know what else I liked about Callum Davidson? We interviewed him, right? He said when he first went into St Johnstone, he was never ever going to play a 3-5-2.
Aye, I seen that, aye.
And that's brilliant, mate. He's went in there and he's seen where his strengths are and the three centre-backs that they need to play in a three and he's adapted, there you go, to go and play. I like that about a manager.
I feel like they've got
loads, wouldn't they? Loads would put their ego there and say, this is the way I play, and this is, no, I want people coming inside or whatever. And
like you're saying as well, like the game, that they did go high press against Motherwell, that's because Graeme Alexander first went into Motherwell, said he wants him to play this at the back, taking it for goal kicks and all that, and at that time they couldn't do it, never had the players to do it. But after the back of the game, you can't really have too many complaints over even the game at the weekend and the game last night. St Johnson probably deserved it. Xander Clark, Rangers had the chance to win the game yesterday. Xander Clark's made a couple of unbelievable saves and then fucking gone up for the corner, 6 foot four, getting his head in the end of it. But
could you believe he was standing on his end in the box?
Why would you be marking him?
No.
What do you do? There was three standing on the edge of the box, don't you?
I'd rather mark a 6 foot four goalie than a 5 foot eight centre midfielder at the edge of the box. I'm five foot nine.
See, the corner's obviously a good corner, but where's Xander Clark's head in that? And obviously nobody's marking him. Do you not think it's a bit close to the goal? Is the goalkeeper maybe not possibly thinking of coming to
right in the centre of the goal?
Right in the centre of the goal. Like, does somebody say to McGregor, right, the goalie's up, you're marking him?
But that's not to do with the coaching or that. Jenner kind of came on it in that part of the game and say, because I'm not going to work on.
What, he didn't? He can shout for the side, the goalie standing on his own.
No, but I'm saying he's not going to ever work on that trainer. He could shout one, but that's got to take responsibility for one of the players to have a bit about them and say, I'll pick him up. Or even get in that area right in front of your goal. We can't leave him standing alone, Charlie.
It takes a bit of. Leaders.
Leaders, and that's what we're talking about. Remember, what was the man you said about Guardiola with Mowbray? What was he saying about Accrington again, remember? That was a great story.
Aye, Tony Mowbray was at a hang, he told us. He was at a hang mate and Guardiola was here. We were talking about Guardiola, weren't we?
In Accrington? Guardiola was at Accrington?
No, sorry. And he said to him, Tony Mowbray said to him, like, or somebody said to him at the table or whatever, what if you like took over Accrington tomorrow? What would you do? And he's like, well, footballers can control and pass the ball, so I would play the same way.
There you go. See, everything you said about Callum Davidson, that's out the window now.
Did Tony Mowbray do that? Remember, he always used to do that. Every time somebody missed a chance, mate, I used to look at me just to that.
Was Vino just talking about through the lines?
Do you agree with that?
Vino loves that, doesn't he?
Well, Vino,
through the lines.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that at least he's got a style and he knows.
But
this
it's easy
is
to
it
say
is.
That when you're Pep Guardiola, mate.
Exactly. I'd like to see that in action. You're never going to see it, but I would like to see it.
Manager of the year signing.
You know who's flying? Russell Martin.
Yeah, MK
Dons. They're popping it as well,
mate. We played against him, I'm not joking. He came out and tweeted recently because they'd lost 5-0.
His interview was brilliant, mate. I loved it.
Amazing. But he sticks to, he's got the keeper playing a 2v1 with it. So his keeper came out, it was a keeper for Blackburn, a young boy came through. And he comes out to the edge of the box and plays 2v1 with the striker.
The centre forward.
And then he's, like, see, just say the centre half will play, he'll step past the striker and find a pass. But he's stuck to his guns and it's
is it working?
His interview was class, to be fair.
They've won five in the bounce now with five clean sheets or something like that.
But Rodgers always says that, didn't he? Any meetings I've had on him, he said your goalie's an extra outfield player. He's not a goalkeeper,
But see, when they win five in the bounce, nobody ever goes, oh, he's won five in the bounce playing that style. It's only when they lose five, they go, I get out. He can't play that style.
Not that's me. The thing.
I'm not saying that style's right. I'm just saying at least these players know where they stand.
But when you get pressure of losing five, some managers revert to what the fans want to see. Whereas he's stuck to his philosophy because he believes in that. It's the same with Callum Davidson. Yeah. He's obviously changed, but he's changed and it's worked. Aye. And sometimes you can change, but some managers change too much and it ends up, you end up losing your job because you can't find an identity within any of your team's style of play. Whereas sometimes you just got to ignore the noise and concentrate on what you truly believe in. Drill that into your players. Get them to believe in it. And eventually look at St Johnson. It's reaping rewards.
When he took the job, he didn't change, did he? He said to you in the podcast, he wouldn't be a back three or something, or when he first went in.
When he first went in, he was wanting to go and play a back four. But then
he's seen his players and done that. So.
But it was middle through the season, he said, they changed something, remember?
Yeah.
See, they were only getting good results and they changed something. I can't remember what he said, but it was something like that.
You weren't listening to a word he was saying.
No,
was
Simon, see earlier on when you said, obviously, he said about Guardiola saying they can control it and they can pass it. Surely that must also reflect onto, like, when a manager decides to play a certain way. See, if players want to play on a Saturday, they need to raise their game up, learn, control it and pass it and be that person that maybe has to find the ball under pressure to stay in the team and make the team philosophy that the manager want works. If you don't do that, you come out the team player struggle. That's surely got to be.
But I think a big part of that for me is if a manager goes like that, well, it's my responsibility. If you take that ball and you lose it, I'll take the blame for it.
Yeah.
And comes to the press and says, no, that's the way I want to play. Yep. If he loses it, I'll take it. So then when you do get the ball on a Saturday, you go, you're more relaxed because you think, this is what he wants. Mm. And if I keep getting it, I think it was, who was it? When we played yous in that semi-final, think it was Wes Fotheringham kicked the ball out of play. I remember
everyone's like, clapping in it.
The manager ran right up to the touchline and clapped him.
Aye.
And I think right away that puts a message onto them saying,
"You're fine.
He's alright. Well, this is the way I want you to do it."
Well, Button used to actually say to the players if somebody like makes a mistake like that, everybody get a run him. They just give
the thing is, Andy, surely
try to do it the right way.
Aye.
Surely over time, if you keep getting that belief that what you're trying to do is going to come off eventually, your confidence will grow, and then once it grows, you then have a group of players who are confident at trying to do what they've been asked to do. Surely you start playing better and the team becomes successful, I would say.
Yeah, aye, I think so.
So, Slaney, you and your dad, St Johnstone Thompson last night?
What a game, and honestly, what a result. But for Gerrard?
One trophy in nine. He said it himself after the game, it wasn't good enough.
To be fair, I think they did deserve to win.
Who, Rangers?
Aye, they've done enough. And I keep talking about it, we talk about tactics and stuff. If you're going to miss chances, then you're not going to win games.
But then why would you take Morelos?
I don't get why
managers take centre forwards off when you're trying to score a goal.
He did miss a few chances, and I totally agree.
But Sander Clark made good saves as well.
I would never have took him off. He's the type of player who will always be in there and get the chances. You can't take your best striker off, for me anyway, Simon.
Yeah. Could St Johnstone win the double?
Yeah.
Or you think Hibs, don't you, Andy?
I think if I'm picking a favourite, I'd say Hibs. But St Johnstone battered us. Was it 3-0 the last
3-0.
League Cup? So it's mere. I think everybody would agree that Rangers were the favourites before the game. You say, no, it's an open market. Whoever's going to turn up on the 90 minutes at play can win
good.
It. But I do think that Hibs have showed this season that over the course of the third best team in the country by finishing third, quite comfortably they're in. And just now, but St Johnstone, for me, it's like I've said to you before the show, like five absolute monsters at the back, but they're all athletic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So see, with the style of play that they play, it must be so hard to play against. And then, I say to you, they must be the best set-piece team in Europe. Every set-piece, they get first contact on it. So it just looks as if they're going to score for every corner away free kick they get. So it's no surprise that they end up there scoring for the corner at the end of the game.
Not just first contact, but they're good in the second phase as well.
Great in the second phase as well.
That's probably the reason.
Clean to the other side.
That's probably the reason why the keepers managed to get a feeder, because there's too many people to mark.
They're all monsters.
Who else picked them up?
They've got a right wing back at 6'4".
Rooney.
The boy that's got up front.
He's going up front for Scotland.
You want him up front, Kev? I can see why.
Target man.
Kev, would you say Cam Davidson would be manager of the year?
If Cam Davidson gets Johnson to the final, he's in the running. But ultimately, for Steven Gerrard to stop Celtic getting 10 in a row and winning Rangers' first title after, I think that's an achievement in itself as well. There's no many other candidates out there because Jack Ross, his objective, I think, at the beginning of the season to finish third is going to happen. He's had three. This will be his third semi final. Would that be right?
Third semi this year, huh?
Third semi. So he needs to kind of get to the final to put himself in the hat. But
what's a bigger achievement with the players you've got?
I would say Callum Davidson.
Oh, St Johnstone went two cups.
Two cups. He gets it.
But it's mad how he's probably not going to get it, though, is he?
No,
Gerrard.
Because he's top 10. But
yeah,
I'd say it's more though if Rangers do go unbeaten. Winning the league obviously is a big part of it, but if they go the season unbeaten, I think that's what will probably win them it. But I think Martindale was another one. Martindale was a big shout for it until the last sort of.
I know, but he can't accept the award with a vest on.
Gravy, didn't it?
Did you see the video shouting?
Effie Ambrose,
it was amazing, mate. Effie hated getting shouted at, by the way.
Did he?
He must love Martindale.
Were you there when Effie was waiting for the bus? Was it the Champions League game? Were you there now?
You would have been.
I would have been. I went.
Was it Juventus? Am I getting that wrong?
No, oh. Was it the African Nations?
UV flew back for the African Nations and he'd done an overnight flight. So the team had been set up and he wasn't playing. And he walked in that day and they would never refuse. The boys I've came across for Africa would never refuse to play a game. Or even no matter how they're feeling. So he's done an overnight. Lenny's like, you're right for the game, and he's like, yes, I play like that. And he's like, done an all-nighter, done an economy class for Nigeria. Up straight like that, just staying forward. Ryanair for Nigeria, he played that game, man.
He cost two of the goals, didn't he? Remember, he did.
I don't want to get into it. It wasn't a great start, but it's fine. But Effie used to hate getting shouted at. Lenny used to, you know what Lenny was like, man? And I used to sit two down for Effie. And he used minus to be two. He used to be changing room minus two. And he used to be shaking like that.
But when Lenny was shouting?
Lenny was shouting at him. To the point where you were like, is he all right? But he just, he'd be fine to go on, mate.
Have you got that side to you as a manager?
What's
that? The ruthless side.
Have you got that?
I don't know, man. Need to see.
Need to see it in action.
You've got that shaking arm, haven't you?
Would you tell me?
But you have going it, but you need to do it in the right way, Charlie, don't you?
Exactly. I don't think it's...
Nah, he just wants to... He wants to quiz.
You're in all the day.
You want to keep this for your coffee?
I just seen you lost that in Charlie's eyes there.
What a deal, innit?
Are you hinting it for him to take your bum when he gets a job?
I don't know if you would you? Because we were seeing this other day. I was walking at the West End and went, somebody went like that, there's Daft Slaney.
That's you want to get away from that?
That tag's got to stop, innit?
No, it's got to stay.
Do you think so?
Aye.
Would you tell him then, Charlie?
Aye, he's coming. After the discussion of that coffee this morning, can he come in the butt, can we?
Can I ask you two, by the way? Rangers started the season, genuinely, so quick, every game they were at it, right? See, when you put that in, both of you who have won leagues, and especially you, Charlie, we sell, see when you win the league, right? Is there a, after you win it, the rest of the season, can you almost die down a wee bit? Did you ever feel that?
Definitely, aye.
Can you, aye?
If you've won every game...
Rangers are now?
Probably, aye.
Because their game has slowed down, innit?
The whole focus this year has probably been on that, innit? Stoping 10, so... It's easy to then take your foot off the gas a wee bit, but then you've got the fans on your back, innit, and they're just... Aye. Every game, it's constant, so...
So you can get away with it then, probably?
To a certain extent, for a couple of games, but they obviously need to get back on it and...
How many games have Rangers actually played this season? Because obviously their cup, Europa League thing was a long run.
Did you
so probably played a lot of numbers, so maybe there's a bit of tiredness or something.
Did you win the championship early?
Aye.
And then be worse after?
Couldn't win a game.
Did you know
that? No, generally. I'd actually love to see you run a results after winning the championship with Rangers. Couldn't win it. I'll at home one each. So I'm away one each.
Do you think that's what's going on with Rangers now?
Aye.
Gerrard said it before the Old Firm game last week, didn't he? Like he could see that the tempo is went down, and he says he's waiting for like a meaningful fixture to see the real Rangers again. And then last week against Celtic, again, I said that to you. I thought they were good in spells. I didn't think they were their best again, but they probably could have won the game based on the chances, but they weren't near their top level. They were the last.
That's why Rodgers was so good at. They were relentless. They just kept winning. You're thinking, right, well, they've done well there. They've won the league. Just kept winning.
Do you think it's because he keeps shitting Vamos? That's what got him going, isn't it?
But they went to Dubai, didn't they, the first season, and they were unbeaten up to the January. And they went to Dubai and they played 11-11.
Right.
So it was like the ones that had been playing versus other ones, and other ones won 1-0. Do you remember they came back in January? It was about five changes to the team there. They was like, what's going on here? I think Boyata and that came in.
Right.
Or like, boys that hadn't been playing. I can't remember exactly, but if you look back, and they come in and they...
That's brilliant, I love that.
Just was like ruthless as anything.
All because of a bounce game?
But he wasn't happy. And then it just changed, aye. I don't know if he's seen boys getting slack or whatever, but...
That's great.
I think the boy Wright's got to play. Is it Wright?
Scott Wright.
Mate, he's done very well.
I think they've maybe got to... It's hard to say right because how good they've been, but I think they've got to freshen up a wee bit, Rangers.
Mm. He's been very good, mate.
Very good. Yeah. Like carbon copy of Kent, isn't he?
See, the thing is as well, see, even if he comes on in 10 minutes, he makes an impact all the time. You know, but how hard is it coming off the bench? Is
it right?
Is it coming off for 10, 15 minutes? It takes you about 15 minutes.
As soon as Strachan turned around to look at the bench, you're like that.
I bet he'd like stare at you till you look back and he's like, I see you.
It was the Charlie Mulgrew derby at the weekend as well. Anyone in the game?
Yeah, Aberdeen-Dundee United.
Aberdeen-Dundee United.
Were you at Dundee United?
I was on loan there, aye.
That was wet behind ears.
19-20, aye.
Who did you want to win that?
A draw?
Nah, a draw. Two good teams in it.
were you shocked how convincingly Dundee United beat Aberdeen?
Aye, I was. Stephen Glass has came in. I wouldn't say they've improved massively, have they?
No.
Still struggling to score goals, have been. When they won 1-0 a couple of weeks ago, it was Aberdeen's second goal in 12 games. Wow. That's fucking hard to do, by the way. That's actually hard to do, especially in Scotland. But obviously, he's just in. I'd imagine in the summer he'll bring in a few players. Obviously, going to get Scott Brown next year as well. So you can't really say it's his team or his philosophy yet. But I was surprised that Dundee United went up to Pittodrie and beat them 3-0, because Dundee United have hardly been convincing recently, have they?
But that front two on their day, Shankland and McNulty are a good
That's what
good
I was going
player.
To say, Simon.
McNulty's second goal is one of the best goals I've seen this year.
Aye, that I was going to say that. Andy's made the point there that Aberdeen's struggling to score goals. So Dundee United this season going forward have been very good because of the quality they've got there with McNulty, Shankland, and defensively, they probably weren't under a lot of pressure from Aberdeen on Saturday. So when they had the opportunity to attack, and Aberdeen defensively in Saturday, the game, they were a bit ropey, you know what I mean? There was good movement for the Dundee United players ultimately, but no, I didn't see 3-0 coming, but like Andy says, has Stephen Glass improved him that much? I think it'll take the summer window.
You get his own players in.
Get his own players in, Bruni will come in, and things will change. And then I think you'll probably see a different Aberdeen. I think it's just trying to find out what he's got, what he needs to change. But Dundee United, fair play to them. Mickey Mellon, when he comes on and speaks, for a guy that's lived in England that length of time,
his
accent's amazing. Because I've been away from my home for 22 years and I don't know what voice is turning up from week to week. So fair play to him for keeping his his Paisley accent. But
that's not acceptable for Aberdeen.
Oh, no. I like this. Look at this. Good.
Not acceptable.
Jim Constantine said, gee whiz, many times.
Gee whiz, guys. Gee whiz, guys. What are you doing? Not acceptable. And I'm not going to blame Glass because he's only in. But sometimes we Aberdeen fans are desperate for McInnes to get out. And you see what happened. I'm not going to blame Glass, as I just said, because he is only in. But that group of players to get beat 3-0 with Dundee United is not acceptable.
Especially when they've got nothing else to play.
Exactly.
They're not going to get
exactly. So they should have a long, hard look at themselves. Because that isn't acceptable. A club like Aberdeen, massive history, isn't they, Charlie?
But they're a much bigger club than people think. And also, when you go up there, it's intense.
Mm-hmm.
And people think it's like one team in a small city. So
do they come up to you in the street and stuff like that?
Aye, mate, it's intense.
Geez, the accent. What do they say to you? Yeah. Street? Geez, the accent. He's great at mate. 2 years Aberdeen accent. It's brilliant.
Sure. You're really good at that.
Have you?
Nah.
You lost it?
Come on, Charlie.
Jesus Dundee one. Wolfo.
Who was your Wolfo? Who was your manager at United when you first went up? Was it Levine?
No, it was Gordon Chisholm.
Oh, Chizzy.
And Chizzy.
Chizzy.
Got and a story.
Then Billy Dodds. Oh, and then it's Brewster.
Biggie Brewster.
What was your philosophy of the free reign between them?
How long were you alone for, fuck's sake? Fucking three managers.
That was three games.
3 year long.
That was three games.
No chance.
Chizzy got sacked in the first June. Dodgy took her. He got bumped. He was just into it. And then right. Brewster came in. Big Brew was like that. Big Brew was some man.
What did he do that out of
time? Out of time, man. Oh, that was some time that. Mind he came on. He was a player coach, Big Brew. Mind he was playing for the Inferno at the time. And he was like a Dundee. He was like a Dundee United legend.
He scored the goal in the Scottish Cup final. That's right.
So he's come on. Sorry, his manager, first game, or 2-1 down to somebody, can't remember who it was. And the fans are shouting, get Brew on, like that. Well, they thought Dundee United fans get him on. So he's done it aside. He's got the strip that on, but he's got the jacket. He's got the big total 90s net on. He's whipped the jacket off, right? He's come on. He's like, yes. He's like, get up to me. He used to train on that, like. He just wanted to pin people. Like, get up to me, get up to me. So somebody's took out their feet and put up to me, jumped on. Flicked it on, broke his ankle. Stretchered that. He'd been on for 10 minutes. He spent the rest of the time the touchline with crutches.
Oh,
what, seriously, what's it like being a
broke his ankle.
I imagine it was so weird.
Stretchered that.
Player coat, it's hard, mate. Because see, basically, mate, I take training Tuesday, Thursday, right, and I'm on the boys constantly. And then I've been shite the past few weeks. So I'm sitting there thinking, they think I'm a prick, man. I shout them all the time and I've been fucking hopeless. It's hard, mate.
It must be hard.
It's tough for her. And then after games, like, I'm honest with the boys, so if they've not done it, mate, I'm on them after games, then you need to sit on the bus with them and then be a player with them again. It's
how are you on them? What do you do?
What do I do?
Like, if you were getting coaching on somebody, shout, are you good
through
them?
I only get angry, mate, when boys didn't actually go and want to get on the boy. See, if boys kid on, they want to get on the boy. That really frustrates me. See, if they get on the ball and lose it, then I don't really care about that.
Are you just choking to bring yourself off in that?
Yeah, Simon's out the manager.
You just play, but you want to play for the back in that?
If it's on to play, we want to play, mate. If it isn't, then we kick you about the pitch.
That's mixed signals there, straight
away. No,
that's just a mixed signal.
Wait a minute. That's a good manager.
If you want to play, play. If you don't want to play, don't play. Just do what you want.
No.
I'm already worried about what the players are thinking.
See if I was a player, I'm like, oh no, what am I doing?
No, well, so see Saturday, we played Clyde, right?
Aye.
David Goodwillie, very good football player for that level.
Aye.
and he plays with a strike partner, they're very good at pressing the ball. So why would I tell my two centre backs? I'd say it's split and see if one of them sit on me, take the ball 100%.
Two of them.
See if they come and play on you and the midfield come and plays on me, we need to kick the ball.
But you know better, two coaching them. Two people pressing me too?
Who? Pat Clyde?
They're pressing me too.
Two strikers.
Oh, you don't get five there, no? Yeah, keeper.
Kev, see this game at the weekend? Is there nothing at stake or... Can you never say that about one of these games?
There's no saying there's everyone at stake, but there's something at stake for Celtic because...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They achieved a full league campaign of being undefeated. Rangers want to match that and match in style. So Celtic want to try and stop it. Rangers want to try and achieve it. They've obviously got, was it three games left? Is it three games, four games? So if they can beat Celtic on Sunday, I can't see anybody taking any points and that'll be them undefeated for the season. And that in itself is an achievement. Whatever that's down to, whether it's poor opposition, whether it's Rangers being... so good and beyond everybody else, you take your argument from whatever you choose. But Celtic's lost four games. Is it four already this season to Celtic? Three league games and one cup game.
One cup game, is it?
Your greatest rival, you don't want to be going a clean sweep. So you're going to have to try and stop. It means a lot.
What's your favourite kind of steak?
What kind of steak?
Favourite steak?
Fillet.
Nice.
16 ounce.
Oof.
Medium rare.
Pepper sauce. Always medium rare.
Aye. All day.
Medium rare. Done.
He's well done.
You flip-flop?
Oh, don't tell me. What's he got to say? Don't tell me charcoal.
I'd be medium, aye.
Paul?
Medium rare.
You want a stick?
Cold ham? You like a good slice of cold ham, didn't you?
Billy Bailey.
I love it. Toasting brown bread and corned beef.
Corned beef's brilliant. Isn't it? Corned beef.
Corned beef.
It is, but we've just went for a steak to toasted brown bread with corned beef. Like, fuck me. We just went for steak to toasted brown bread with corned beef.
Do you know what's the most important ball in this game? The channel ball.
The channel and ball.
Actually, sorry, not the channel ball. In between the channel ball and a bought the striker.
In between the channel ball and the bought the striker?
Aye. In between the centre half and the fullback. It is the most important
Man
ball.
Man City are the best at playing
Teams
that.
Cannot defend it. And when you look at if you get Haaland turning, and you get, I would try to get, it's so hard to get Griffiths in the team.
It's easy to say that. See that turning thing? Get them turned.
No, we're working it.
But there might not be space there to turn them.
We'll make space.
Andy's made a great. I think Rangers didn't do that where they go and press you high anymore. They kind of wait till you come in the halfway line before they start to go and press you. So, like you say, Salander's that further.
Celtic need to have a wee bit more about them and say, do you know what? Let Rangers have the ball a wee bit more. Let them have the ball. Right. And we can just shuffle across 28 metres between his gaps. Let's move across. Do you know what I mean, Charlie?
Right.
What would you see when that's seriously here? See if a team of Rangers are sitting half. How do we get through them then?
Aye, that's where you need to have patterns, they need to
get
through.
Yeah, notations and all.
Yep.
Aye.
Do you think Celtic will play a diamond again?
Can
I? I wouldn't.
Can I get you two fullbacks that time?
I think if they play a diamond, Andy, it falls right into Rangers. Rangers would be comfortable with that.
Is Forrest back?
don't know. It's your mate. He's not speaking.
Enough. If Forrest isn't back, I think they'll put a diamond again.
Ah, probably.
I don't know if they've got the wide players to play, have they? Unless you play Christie at right.
Did they play Christie?
Huh?
Did they play Christie?
Aye.
Thought he was poor that the last Old Firm game.
They'll play the least.
Mikey Johnson, is he fit?
Sure.
I don't know why we're asking these questions when we don't know the answers. Stupid.
Rangers are still favourites, aren't they?
See, to be
still
honest, do we actually care about this Old Firm game?
Of course.
Did you ever play in the Celtic Arena where it was it meant nothing, like the season
played,
was...
Probably played in a few, aye. No, can't think, like... Aye, well, Celtic would have won the league a couple of times by the time we played them, but it's still the same, 100%.
Yeah. Aye, mate, you did.
I didn't think I would ever, genuinely, in my lifetime, I didn't think I'd see one of the Old Firm going unbeaten again after Brendan Rodgers' team got it. So, to... What is it, 5 years after for Gerrard's team to potentially do it? Celtic have got to want to stop that.
There's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something.
There's always something. Like, we could have won at Ibrox. And that was the main thing. We were, I think we were 10 points clear. And that was the thing. Don't let them win at Ibrox. Use one, and then we played the one at home. And the game, the league was done. We'd won it, but we ended up winning that 3-0. But if there was one game, there was nothing on it. But obviously, yous were up for it. And, it's always something.
Aye. Will Kendall be using this to try and stop Rangers going the season unbeaten?
Aye. He's got to be, isn't he? He's got to be.
What does Celtic have to do differently? Do you think they just have to be better in the box?
Both boxes.
Both boxes.
Yeah. I think Griffiths has got to play. I do.
Griffiths?
They've got to try and get him in.
See the Griffiths thing?
I don't know how you do though, Charlie.
I know, I agree.
See the Griffiths thing, right? Celtic season's been done. It's been done for a while. I would like John Kennedy to be selfish in terms of the Scotland and the Euros. I'd like to see him just play Lee Griffiths for now at the end of the season, 3-4 games, yeah. Game 90 minutes, try and get him fit, give him an opportunity to try and get this. Because a fit Lee Griffiths is a good asset to have in your Scotland squad. See if he sits on the bench, we're not going to see that. Mm. Scotland are only blessed with lots of strikers at this moment in time. Shea Adams has been a godsend coming in. Lyndon Dykes, he started actually scoring some goals. Mm. But you need more backup up there. We talked last week about who was going to place it right back or left back, whatever centre halves. I think I'd like to see, because when Edouard and Griffiths actually play together, there's a wee bit of
chemistry.
I might get this wrong. There's a bit of chemistry there where there's the overs to things. I mean, with Tumble being that guy at the top of the diamond, he might be able to be the guy that creates these wee opportunities that might. We're talking about turning Hollander. I think when Celtic have performed well against Rangers, they've obviously not won, but when they've created opportunities, it is those wee interlinking things that down the side of the Rangers on the 18-yard box, you're talking about sitting back in. Mm-hmm. How do you break a team sitting back in? That's how you break them in, those wee movements off the ball. Mm-hmm. And I think with Griffiths and the team, you might get that.
Okay. You can get the fullbacks coming out to get the gaps to go down the sides.
Exactly.
You've both been sent off in these games. Anyone remember the two?
Right aye, there? Charlie McGrew and big Kyle Lafferty, was that one?
No, that was Aberdeen. He took second prize, is that there?
He did, aye.
What was the Celtic Rangers then?
Davis won it.
What, did you smash him?
It was like, no, I had been booked, and then I was a 50-50 with Davis, and you get caught up in the moment in the game, didn't you? And it was like...
Where did you go over the ball?
Head loss.
I tried to take ball and everything in the last 10 minutes, and I just skiffed the top of the ball. So I was arguing my case that I touched the ball, but I did actually touch the ball, but I nailed him as well. But I think I'd done a couple of things. I'd Paul Lafferty doing in the corner, and at the time everybody was like, you were destined to get sent off, but at the time you're such in the moment, and then I get sent off. So
talk us through this.
Mate, I don't know how I've only had one, to be honest. Fucking, and the one that I got was after the game. So obviously when
was that with Bruni?
Scott Brown and there was a couple of Scott Brown, Bain, I think, and somebody else. Of the after the game, they went straight up to celebrate in front of 800 Rangers fans in a 60,000 stadium. So I just went over. Obviously, it's just like you said, you can easily
shite for you.
I just said, well done, mate. Good game. Fucking. And that was it. But no, but it's easy to lose your head in these games. But I've said this 100 times. Like, see what goes on during the 90 minutes. Yeah, you don't bother, eh? See, you've got banter back and forth, you're slaughtering each other.
But see, because you were Celtic and Rangers fans, did you just try and act a wee bit harder, eh?
No, mate, honestly, their one games were.
Did you turn out a different guy?
I didn't need Lenny. I used to. Used to be wired before the games, and then Lenny would be, he'd get even more. You didn't even need a team talking, and he'd get even more. I remember the ball went down the line in the first couple of minutes, and I could have just put out a player. Remember, I could have got there, it was like 70-30, and I waited for Lafferty.
So you could,
smash him and put the ball to play. He nicked the ball. And I fucking volleyed him right out of the park. I was like, I just... Just get the ball, just play the game, but you get caught in the moment where you're like, set the tone, And I'm no like that. That's not my, really my game to smash people, but the games get you going, don't they?
What's training like in the build-up, man? Every day in training's fucking... It's like a cup final. Night? Oh, aye, 100%. Because you know, listen, 9 times out of 10, the team's probably already picked it anyway, but we build up to training going into the game, you'll just want to do everything you can to try and get in the team. Yeah, so no. Every training session's like a cup final.
Do you sleep the night before?
I've said this before, like, I don't know, but I hated talking about the Old Firm before it. See, if it, like, the game was at the weekend, I'd be saying my mates and my family, and I don't even talk to them about the game.
Butterfly stuff.
Why? Because I'm nervous?
See, just burning that nervous energy, just talking about it, thinking about it too much. But see, if you just put it in the back of your mind, and then by the time comes, you'll be ready. But see, if you just overthinking it, mate, you end up fucking...
See, when you go out in the pitch, is the noise unbelievable?
It's like mad.
It's best game in the world, mate.
I think it's the best game in the world. It's unbelievable.
It's the best game. I generally think it's the best game in the world.
No.
Hated the rivalry. 9 times out of 10, you'll get a good game. But I was saying, I don't know how I've only been sent off once. Like, I could easily have been sent off 3-4 times Old Firm. I could have got sent off after 2 minutes in a game.
What was that, a tackle?
Similar to what he was saying. Like, I thought, like, me and Patrick Roberts were going in. I thought it was a 60-40 in my favour. So I've kind of slowed down a wee bit. I was like, I'm smashing him first couple of minutes in the game. He just got to the ball before me. And I've absolutely... I've slid about 30 yards past him, And I remember getting up, right, because Willie Collin played on, and I was like, I'm off. Like, generally, I was like, I'm off here. And he's came up and booked first. But even when you get booked in the first couple of minutes, especially if you're playing up against fucking Patrick Roberts,
But Willie Collin's seen him selling you in it, because you look a wee bit like him. That's why he's been to it. Can I ask you, what's better? Is it better playing away or home in the games?
I'm still talking about football?
I'd say both, man. Both are good.
Do you know what I mean? There's something so special about it when you're for Celtic at Ibrox, right? And the whole stadium just, you can hear a pin drop and then you just see the away fans just erupt. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, aye. That is good. And the atmosphere at Ibrox was because you used to just have that stand behind and it was all the ones that followed every away game and that was carnage. It seems the Rangers fans going to hang
Shite though, because Rangers fans are in a corner. Like, Celtic fans have got a full stand behind the goal.
They used to come right round about that.
Fucking carve up, by the way. Get that changed.
It's shite, it's all changed now.
It's shite with 800 fans, it's rubbish.
Get the fans back. Right, what do you think the score's going to be? Kevin, you can go first.
Fucking why do you ask me? I would say 1-1.
You've just broke that fence, big man. Sitting on it.
3-1.
3-1 who?
Rangers.
Paul?
I am going to go 2-1 Celtic. I think Rangers have definitely slowed down. I know these games, but even that last game there, Dwight Rangers are excellent, and I think Celtic's this last hurray to end the season.
1-0 Celtic,
tight game. You think Celtic will concede, Charlie?
Nah, 1-0.
I'd be amazed if Celtic get a clean sheet. I would.
If the what?
I'd be amazed if Celtic get a clean sheet. I think both teams will score. I said that last time Celtic should have scored, but
how did you two fall?
We've had a couple of holidays and that together, haven't we, Charlie?
Ibiza, what's happening in the stories for there? Well, you said both at Celtic and Rangers when you met in Ibiza?
No, we weren't.
I don't think so.
So you're still doing the 3 courses for a tenner? Desperate to take you to the restaurants? That's what you do on holiday, innit?
What?
All the restaurants that do 3 courses for €10.
Oh,
yeah, Charlie.
Oh, eating like, can't
I eat anything? What did Bruno say in the huddle before the Celtic Rangers games?
Great question.
Can't even remember, mate.
Can you not?
Just usual stuff. This is match day -1 yesterday. Now we're on match day.
When you first time.
Tomorrow will be match day -2. Low block.
When your first tackle is a set.
Aye. So that is the worst shout in football on it before a game. And one person always does it, make sure you win your first tackle.
But I've heard it before.
Why? What have you done it?
I've heard before that. By the way, Barry Ferguson said in the Celtic Rangers games, the first tackle can actually make the team go and win the game. See, if you go and smash somebody right away, gets all the crowd going, and then you've got that momentum. I don't know if that's true, but that gave you Barry Ferguson.
I do think a good start and an Old Firm makes a massive difference. Right. Like, in general, just the first sort of 10, 15
minutes. I always found the games I played at Ibrox, Rangers started so quick.
Aye.
Do you struggle to get your breath for the first kind of 10, 15 minutes?
No, I always feel as if...
Your adrenaline's
flying. I always feel as if physically you've never felt better than an Old Firm. And then after it, you're absolutely fucked.
I agree with that. You don't... I'd never mind being knackered because your adrenaline's fine.
Just pumping.
But after a game, you're never horsing the night.
You're fucked. You may have fucked for about 3 days. You were.
He would.
I loved it. After he watched it.
Went straight upstairs as soon as the final whistle went.
Right, didn't need something to get the final whistle. That
lovely. Right, you getting sent off against Scott Brown leads us on nicely. Charlie's leaving the summer. Big mate of yours, isn't he?
Aye.
Sad to see him leave Celtic.
Aye, surprised to be honest. Surprised everybody. Just he's been such a good servant, hasn't he, for the time he's been there. Top player. Whenever he's been doubted, he's stepped up to the mark, and he's probably been at his best when people have questioned him. Bit surprised, but can half understand that he wants to leave. He wants to kind of get into the coaching side of things, and nothing's guaranteed. We don't know who the manager's going to be. So, aye, fair plays, but I can't speak highly enough about him, to be honest. To stay at Celtic for that amount of time under that scrutiny in the fishbowl at Glasgow, I know he lives out of Edinburgh away, but aye, fair play to him. He's been unbelievable, and the stuff he's done has been frightening.
Charlie, see me, I heard, and I don't know if it's true, that when you played in England, you used to almost fight with the boys because you said that Brown would be so successful down there. Is that true?
No, you always have debates down south about how it would be, you know, about how the different standard of the... You've heard it before.
Aye.
But
you're right, yeah.
I don't know if I've had Bruni ones. Maybe a couple of discussions, but I've no doubt about it. Bruni could have played in the Premier League easily, yeah, for me. Bruni was the fittest player, probably played with naturally fit. Top player.
Was he
better on the ball than he gives himself credit for? He always canes himself.
What is he so good? What's so good about him being a captain? Just that he's on it every week?
He's not a shouter or a screamer. He's just a good guy and leads by example every day in training. And it's easy said that, and it's thrown about. We've all played the game or work hard every day in training, but not everybody does it. And people kid themselves on their day, and he does it every day. Mm-hmm. And he drags people with him. And just an all-round good guy, do anything for you, help you out.
The Jamie Church story. Oh, sorry, what was it, mate?
No, I was like, I've always felt that as well. Like, obviously, fucking fantastic captain for Celtic, won X amount of trophies and that, but he was never the most vocal, eh?
No.
Which is like... Not? If you watched, you would think he was dead vocal. But it's like you said, he's just more leading by example. I said that about Tav's. Tav's the same. Tav's not like the most vocal captain in the world, but it's just doing the right things every single day.
The first person I think, I don't know about you, is Roy Keane.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, right, grabbing people by the throat and doing this and doing that. But that's not what it's about, because anybody can get about grabbing people by the throat. It doesn't mean you make you a good captain. It's leading by example on how you act off the pitch, on how you play the game and how you train every day, how you conduct yourself. And I think he's done that.
You said Chad Dury was the one that used to do that, wasn't
it? Chad
Dury. You managed that people's throats, weren't you?
That's why I gave up the captaincy at Kamala. I couldn't fucking lead by example for me, shit.
How were you not a good trainer in that, Kevin?
Ah. I was mouthy. Players would agree with that at Kilmarnock at the time. Poor Conor Salmon and Jamie Fowler got enough of time for me. Rightly so, but... that's why I gave it up, because I felt sometimes that I wasn't leading by example. So I thought, who am I to be telling them? And that's why I just would rather know how the pressure's off the field stuff. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong, I organised fucking some of the best Christmas parties ever, but that was about as best as my captaincy went.
Andy, did you know St Rangers, you were, there was like a few of you
a committee, wasn't it? You said like a committee?
Like a committee, it was just... With Warburton, it was very much player police, so like the players would control the fines, the players would control, like you're saying, days out, team night out. He would give you the leeway to go and date, and then like sort of three, four people sort of controlled it really. But it had a tag, suits and a bonnet on every morning. But even
though Bluetooth earpiece,
in the office, Bluetooth earpiece.
Even though it had a tag, like a sort of player police committee or whatever you call it, but I still say every dressing room still has that. Every dressing room still has 3-4
aye.
Sort and of actually main leaders that naturally happens in that changing room.
Imagine you use 3 with polo outfits on.
Oh, that's slaney, man. I'm still waiting for you to
wear to the polo.
Come with that.
I've got it, but I don't want to wear it when it's a bit charity day, innit? I don't want to come on.
What have you got?
Polo outfit.
Imagine him as a polo.
Oh,
why are you
Les Battersby going at the bill?
What are you up to? Is that what you like? Is that the role play in the house?
Honestly, wait to see the question.
Who did cut your hair?
Myself.
Seriously? Mate, we need to get the picture. Have you seen Derek?
I don't even watch.
Do you know who Derek is?
Get Derek.
I don't even watch David Brown. What do you call it? The office. And I know who Derek is just by that haircut.
Wait, you see that?
You see that wee guy?
Did you cut your hair yourself?
I swear to God, man.
Mate.
Look, the side
it's an unbelievable shout.
It's tremendous, man.
What? Charlie, what? See, here, you're all coaches. Do you want people to change the room to question the manager? If you're a manager and I've got a question, I don't really agree with that.
100%.
You want that?
Aye.
Do you? Aye.
I want to be challenged, don't 100%.
You? 100%. Would you want that if you're coaching?
You love players that have got an opinion. Like, I said to Andy, see if I was Robbie Nielsen, I would see when I see Rangers doing so well, I would be pulling Andy and asking questions to him.
That's that's putting your ego aside,
yeah,
mate.
Of course it is, mate.
That's unreal, that, and not a lot of managers would do that. But.
No, I would agree with you. A lot of managers feel sometimes senior players suffocate them a bit. They're worried about senior players when you shouldn't be worried. You should be asking them how...
Yeah.
Like, no going to them and saying, what do you think we should do better?
Aye.
Just ask questions about how do you find... Like Sir Charlie came into a Premier League club next year.
And, let's say Championship, that's a bit unrealistic.
Aye, well, wherever he goes. Say to Charlie, how were you so successful at Celtic? What was it that they did there? Just ask questions.
Aye. Just pick your brains.
How do you get better in life? How do kids learn? By asking questions. It's the same in any walk of life, any job you do. How can you do things better? If you don't ask questions, sometimes you don't have the answers.
At the end of the day, you don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. No coach knows everything. Everybody can learn.
But I'll tell you, there's managers out there that refuse that.
He has changed again.
No, I think majority day sort of listen a bit more now.
Do you? Aye.
The more modern day manager.
I don't know, by the way. I've heard a lot.
That's
of names.
Just off of managers I've worked with, to be honest.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of names, didn't
they? Right, before you need to tell that story. I think Brittany was maybe part of it, so it's can get a minute with Jamie Church.
Or the head of security.
So this guy's head of security. See what he says about an earpiece, mate. I don't know why. He goes about an earpiece. He's a great guy, to be fair. Again, another great guy. But
great guy.
Walks about an earpiece and loves the lads. Loves getting involved with the boys.
He's a head of security at Celtic, but he used to work in the police for years, didn't he? Aye, we were heading away to a European game. Can't remember who it was. In fact, I do know who it was. It was AC Milan away. I remember it. So, we're on the bus. We're on the flight. And Churchy's, you could tell he's awesome. Me and Paddy used to always talk to him, right? So, chatting away to him. And he's like, I'm all stressed and that. What's up with you? I'm not the same, Churchy. What's wrong? He says, you know, here about the weekend, I had to get into that green brigade and put somebody out. They were acting up, throwing flares or something. I can't remember. And I'm like, no way, Churchy's like, I was like, what happened? And he told me, he's all stressed about it. So we were up the back of the plane. Up the back of the bus on the way to the airport. So me and Paddy are like, we need to get him. So, Paddy's changed, right? My name and his phone to his brother's name, right? So me and him are texting. I'm texting if I'm Paddy's brother.
Uh-huh.
So I've texted him saying, who's this Jamie Church and all that? He's put one of Green Brigade out. So there's a big banner going up tomorrow night in the San Siro. Jamie Church must barber.
What, like Jamie Church out? Get him out of the club?
First of all, it started off by saying, what's the script with this? Who's this Jamie Church? So we're like, Churchy, doing the buzzer. His brother's just text. He's in the Green Brigade and that. He's like, wondering who this Jamie Church is. He's like, you're joking. We were like, no. And he's like, oh, no, you're joking me. So that's him. We're up the back of the bus. And we just kept this going. Blah, blah, blah. One thing led to another. It got to the point. We're done back and doing the bus. He's gone. He's shaking everything. Texting. There's a banner going up tomorrow night. That's it. Jamie Church must go. Big banner, they're going to hold it right across. Who is Jamie Church? You're not one of us or something like that. So we waited till we're on the flight. We said, Churchy, come down. He's like, look at that. And he's reading that. He's put the glasses now and he's like,
put the glasses on.
He's like, no, he's a joking. Like, no, Churchy, that's Henry's brother. Look, that's Paddy's brother's called Leroy. Leroy. He's like, how would he know? He's part of the Green Brigade. He goes all the time. What have you done? He's like, I just put a boy out. He was acting rowdy. And I think he had flares. Not me like that. Can he do that to one of the Celtic fans? He's like, oh, you're joking. I'm going to need to tell Peter. I'm going to need to tell Peter.
So did you tell Peter?
We're like, so we've got off the flight straight to Peter. We're like, Peter, we'll get Churchy on toast here. We'll tell him the brigade are putting flags not up, saying Churchy must go. Get him out of this stadium. Not welcome. All sorts. They're going to kill him. So we didn't know what reaction we'd get for Peter, because obviously Peter was like
the boss, and he just started giggling. He's like, right, no bother, we'll keep it going. So we've stood at the carousel like that, and Churchy's went over to him. I said to him, you can see him talking to him, and Peter's like, don't know what we can do. Honestly, there was nearly, he was coming out of here. I was like, oh no, please, what else is he saying now? We had him going. Eventually, we had to shout him up the bus and go, Churchy, we're only when you're
up, mate.
He was nearly greeting, honestly.
Nice to meet you, isn't it? He'd have been sweating out full pounds on there.
He was on a high after it. He was skipping about. See, after it, the biggest buzz ever, skipping about.
He's not only ex-Celtic, ex-Scotland centre-half, also TV star.
Wow. I've seen that.
I love you, meets a match. Big Charles. What a performance, eh?
Suited it as well.
I'd have said wooden, but...
I'm getting into it.
Were you nervous?
I'm getting into it. I'm trying to get in. I've emailed only way is Essex, not I'm trying to get in it. Remember there was a Glasgow one, what was it called?
Glow. Just talking about pure feelings. Nah. Just talking about my feelings.
Gonna just go for it, mate.
Is it horrible filming it?
Mate, the story goes, right, is the boy Bradley Dack came to me and says, like,
he's a player.
Mate, we'll be doing this show and all that, would you do it? Because there was a group of sixes that kind of got on out for dinner together with the wives and that.
Mogga.
Six.
Imagine more getting it.
Six or seven, maybe mayor than that. I used to go out and he said, a few of the lads are doing it, no one of they ones. Hingby's coming, and I'm like, I said, mate, I'll help you out. No thinking ain't there. Comes closer to the time, he's like, that's coming up. And I was like, who's doing it? He's like, aye, people still, if they still doing it. And I was like, right, sound. Drapmlet flies, came to him. Ended up being me, the only one. It was, and then he got another couple of boys. And he's like, mate, and I'm like, oh, Dacky, man, like, no, the worst feeling in the world, it's no me at all. And I was like, he's like, please just help us out. All right, sound, mate, I'll deal with it when it comes, it'll be sound. I was like, what do I need? He's like, just come out, like, maybe for a coffee or that, or whatever, and we'll, or meals or whatever, and we'll, I was like, right, I'll just go, just wing it, we'll just go for it. So we just went and done it. I'd be turning up like this, and we'd be sitting, and then, it would just be sound. We should be sitting last, chatting away. There'd be no cameras on or nothing. We'd be having a laugh as usual. And it'd be like, right, that's the cameras on now.
No.
Can you ask Dacky how his knee is? You're like that. And then it just became, just came over.
Did you act a wee bit? Did you try and act? Or were you just...
No. Did you try and be funny? Or did you just be...
I'm no joking, right? There was a couple of times it was like this. We were told a few stories, right? So, like, you're obviously aware of the cameras. But naturally, we're talking about weddings and that. So I would tell stories about what happened at weddings and laughs we had. And the episode would come on. I couldn't watch the episode. I was like, what is going on here? I couldn't possibly watch myself back.
Did you tell him for your wedding about the grass stains on your trousers?
No, the one I didn't tell. My mate was my best man, right, obviously. And he's going to cane me. So I've been told he's going to destroy me. So we've stood up in front of the hangman. I'm like, I need to get him back here. I need to get him before he gets me. It was Meek.
Meek, yeah.
So I've stood up. I went like, his aunties had told me this, but I'd never told him, like, years ago. So I was like, my best man's just about to stand up here. I said, at the age of five or maybe six, I says he used to tickle his balls with a dog's tail with an Alsatian. And he used to just sit and tickle his balls with a dog's tail. He stood up to say the speech, he looked dizzy, he was like, and he's just laughing at him. I was like, yes, right on the back foot. So I told that one, and he's sitting there. Nothing gets shown, mate. I'm just sitting like, how's your day, mate? And I'm mad. Accent. Oh, it was
Kev, your missus loved it, didn't you?
I watched it, and then obviously when I saw Charlie, like, was one at the training ground, you were asking a couple of questions as well.
Do you know the worst it is, Kev? I signed for Fleetwood, right? 3 days before that came out in the shows. No, so the lads nearly never known about it. So it came out on the Sunday night, and then in the...
Oh, you're in a new club?
First day in the Friday meeting. Sat down, Joey Barton goes, we used to do a spin the wheel thing that I'd done at Burnley. He sat down the front row, lights off, they watched the full... They put the full machine on.
Oh, I'm like, I just... That so awkward, man.
Imagine a new team. So you're trying to be like, all right, the lads and that, try to come across as like... And I'm just sitting like that.
The whole time,
I was like, beetroot. The boys must have just thought, he's a dick.
They did that to Kamal.
Every week it used to happen. Every Monday I'd come in and be like,
what,
every time I was on, it was like that. What we used to do is a fine system. So like, if you, I don't know if he ever tell you about it, maybe, but like Burnley used to do it. So like, if I caught you just say, nae flip-flops in the shower, take a picture of you, send it to the analyst, and on a Friday you got up and then you had to go and spin the wheel. So that was me every Friday spinning the wheel.
Because you were on that show.
How many episodes did you do?
So it was like, I was only on it about three times. I filmed four times, three times I was on it, or three or maybe four. there was six or eight episodes. So once my bit was done, I was buzzing.
Did you not find it weird saying that he was crying when Brad had to get a knee operation? That was a bit strange. What was that about?
Who's your close mate, weren't you?
I got in well with him, mate. Good guy.
Is he?
I'm glad I've done it for him. I took one for the team.
Top player as well, man.
Yeah, he is a good player.
Is he injured again? Is the knee went again? Did he get injured?
His other knee went high, but it's not as bad, so he'll be back.
Am I right in saying he played with John when he was like 16, mate, and he was a joke?
Aye.
He was the best player at 16, huh?
Was he not meant to come to Celtic?
He's been linked a few times.
He's phoned you and you said, don't come, don't you?
He's raging because I called him Derek. Mate, you've just been on
your motor's fucked. That's it, an hour now.
Parking ticket.
You're buying the fine because you were sent out to date.
Did you watch him slaying on the telly?
I thought he was really good.
Did you?
Did he say anything?
Aye, but you dealt with it.
I just sat like that.
One day as well, we went for a Sunday lunch. And we've talked, the videos you coming in, they make you go back out to
I think I watched that episode.
Right. So you're like, all right.
What did you get, turkey drummers?
So we get a couple of gins. So we're sitting like that, next minute you're like, chatting away, stories not flowing. What a day it was, some laugh. Forgot the cameras were even on you. So I'm like, that episode at least will be all right.
Never put it in?
No, just sat like that.
You're near any better.
Who's your knee?
How's your knee?
You found your dress.
You must have asked him
about it. Found your dress. What you going to wear like that?
Right. Another teammate of Danny Grimm. You like Danny. So you stayed in Ibiza for extra days and you just met Danny Grimm?
Aye, so I went there to... Mate, that Ibiza trip that I had was an absolute shambles. It was supposed to be just me and Scotty Allen going over. After like 3-4 days, then the rest of the pals are coming over. There's going to be like 10-12 days or something like that. Maybe about 2-3 days before we flew out, Scotty's passport was out of date and didn't realise.
So you went yourself?
So I was at Scotty, what the fuck are you talking about? So, see, the passport office in Glasgow. So me and Scotty were there for like 2 days to get him an emergency passport for a couple of days, and they were like, nah, we can't get it done in time. Wait. So he had to fly like 5 days later with the boys. So I was like, fuck this, I'm gone. I was like, I'm not waiting 5 days. Oh, I'm just going to go. I'm not staying in Glasgow. So I went with Bob Malcolm and his pals.
No way.
So I didn't plan on going with them, but ended up talking to him because it was just after I was at Blackpool on loan. He was like, I'm on that flight. I'm going the days. I was like, you're joking me. I was like, oh, I'm hanging about with you for a couple of days. But I ended up patching it after the first night, trying to meet for the Gallagher for a square goal and all that. I was like, I'm not hanging about the Bob anymore. So I was in Ibiza for about 5 days and end up meeting Danny Grimm, two of his pals. And I was supposed to fly him a couple of days later. And I said, I'm just going to stay. And end up staying with him. Me and him hanging about each other for 3 days. But he was
top man on the interview.
He's funny as him as well, man.
Great guy.
Did you hear the Yankee Bravo story?
Oh, that's the best. But I want to hear it for this guy's mouth.
He tells it better, doesn't he?
Let me go, Charlie boy.
Who was a young boy?
His name was... That's shocking for me.
Morgan?
His name.
His name was...
Don't make Mowbray an odd, didn't you?
Boy was the fittest boy I've ever played with. He was like best mindset I've ever seen as well. SAS mindset this boy had.
And where's he now?
He was at Forest Green last year.
So it's all the shite, right? That mindset angle,
no,
the rubbish in it.
No, he was unbelievable. Fit as anything. I never actually seen him on the park. He used to be always injured, but he was proper. Seen him in the gym one day doing trying to do one of the planks where you can hold onto a pole and go sideways. He was trying to train himself to do that, but he was moving the bench. You move it dun, up, up, up.
The mayor up at guest, and you pull the bench away, you
can
just
do
that.
Right.
So, that wasn't the story, but... I was seeing the masseur or the physio or something like that, and I was facing down the way, and he came in, he was doing his gym sessions. He came in, he went like that. Do any of you know what the YBs are? So I'm like that. You don't know what the YBs are? But as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, what can I call these? I'm like, you know what the YBs are? And he's like that. No, I'm like, the Yankee Bravos. And he's like, and I'm like, I kept straight face. I'm like, no, the Yankee Bravos, like, what are they? And I went,
so wait, sorry, was this on his gym sheet that you had today? Why?
Yeah, it was on the gym, somebody told his program up.
Program,
so it was, I found it later as a yoga ball, right. Yoga ball, whatever. Right? So I'm like, it's a Yankee Bravos. So he's like, what are they? And I was like, I'm still trying to think. I'm like, just hang on, 2 minutes, I'll be there and she'll show you them. So he's walked out the gym, and I'm walking in the gym like that.
What can I do here?
What can I do here? But I know what I look too daft, so I've walked out of this. I've walked out the furthest way in the gym to give myself time to think was a pull-up machine. So I've walked out the pull-up machine, and I've just went, same. Minnie, you go to the... jumped up like that. I've grabbed it. I just started swinging my legs up like that. Up, like, just rapid. But I could only do about five of them, right? I'm just ragdolling myself about this, like pulling my legs up and swinging. And I've jumped off and I'm laughing, but I'm turned around straight face. I'm like, three sets of 10 of them. Right? Still think he's going to go, no, but he's looked at me laughing, but I've kept a straight face when you're having a gym. So I went back into the treatment room and there's a wee blinds in treatment room in front of the gym. I'm like, surely he's not what I do.
Have you got a few of the boys with you now telling them still what's happened?
The only me and the masseur know what's going on now, right? So I've sat down, I was like, surely he's not going to do them, right? So I get my trainers on, I walk back through the gym. So you need to walk through the gym to go through the changing room. So I've walked through, mate, he's swinging for this thing. Like, you should have seen him. He's like, these, and I was like, aye, 10. I was like, you need to get your legs up. And he's like, swinging off this bar. I'm no joking, he done them for weeks. He done them for weeks. And then up to the fitness coach, he went, what are you doing? He's like, the IB's three sets of 10. He's like, the yoga ball twists. He's like, what are you doing? Swinging through this bar, mate. Oh, no, man.
That is sensational.
Unreal, man.
That's wet behind the ears, young boy.
Oh, what a story that is.
But he looked at me a couple of times, looking for a wee smile. But I'm holding my laughing after doing them, turning around. I'm like, yeah, same three sets of 10.
That's some story, man.
Three sets of them.
Winding young boys up, that's the best, isn't it? Winding young boys up.
I've already changed my luck to lads. Going in and see what we hang. Wee Jackie's name was. Going and see what wee Jack's doing.
So other boys seen him doing it in the gym?
Aye, so they went round there like, no way. What's going on there? And I told them the story, mate. Loving it.
Tremendous.
Do you ever get stitched up, first team boys?
No, I was too smart for all that, carry on.
What? Look at Kez's face.
Oh no, mate, we got while we're on this, we're all sitting at dinner, and there's like tables I ate, you know what it's like at dinner the night before a game, so he's got his song today, so like, he's waiting in the glass getting hit for the song and all that, so we're sitting, and he says, what are you singing, big man? And he's like, I don't know, there's an odd boy who's singing, JD, so what are you singing? He's like, I don't know yet. I was like, you could always go for the balls and cock in the glass. Just randomly said it. And he went like that.
What?
And I'm like, there's a couple of boys up, scousers and that, were at the table, and they're switched on his end. And then I'm like, Big Hingley done it, Big Hilly done it. Mind they'll give him the wink. I was like, the boys and the cock in the glass. And they're like, aye. That one's like, the boys love that one. That's a fucking, gets a place erupted, right? So we just left it at that. Went up and got dinner, come back, eating away. And we're like, surely he's not going to do it. He's going to do it. So we eat our dinner, I'm like, what he's going for then? He's like, oh, that mean Big Hingley done the point, Big Hilly, he done the fucking boys in the glass place, I erupted, and that boys loved it. Hingley done it, and all. So a minute, just touch your boys in your, boys you're cooking the glass for a minute. Savdy's fucking, they're like, jinx, so I'd be easier than singing a song for 2 minutes, know what I mean? So we left it that, we never kept going on it. So it's his turn to sing, right? He stood up. No, first of all, he's went to the toilet. They're like, you're not getting out a song. He's like, I just need to go to the toilet for a minute.
He's warming up. He's getting
He's warming up.
Don't know what he's doing, mate. He's come back, right? He's like, right, you're up. So somebody's hit the glass. He's like, I'll go first. And he's kicked the chair back like that. And he's went like that. Took the glass, mate. Stood in the chair. Me and the boy next to him. No, he's doing it. No. He's pulled his pants down his ankles. Just put his balls and his cock in the cup and just stood full place. The rest of the boys never knew it was happening. Gaffer never in. Everybody just howling. And he's thinking it's part of the trick. He's just snoring like the most awkward minute you'll ever see. Me and the boy who's got it going are like, our sides are all we're green. He just stood like a minute, not along a minute.
Who's the manager?
It was the intern manager. So the boy had been brought up for the youth team, Simon Wiles, and he's like that. But if he's howling, thinking he's going to do that, then sing, but he just stood for a minute like that. And then when he got down, and then he walked away, what just happened? What just happened? Your gaffer's like, what just happened?
Oh my God, man.
Don't know, mate.
Was everybody clapping?
Everybody was like, yeah, laughing and howling, and then the minute it was long, it was like, hey,
mate, 28 year old, is it?
That is so funny,
28 year old. To this day, I don't know if he knew it was a wind-up. Just the boys were like, brilliant, you know? I was like, oh, I guess with the wine on that.
That is funny.
Last wee bit, Joey Barton. Who wants to know about Joey Barton then on?
I might see what was he like. Charlie, you seemed really good, didn't you?
I liked him, 6 months. I only had him for 6 months, so it's hard to get a feel for somebody like fully in 6 months, but for what I had, he was very good. Very detailed in what he'd done on the training pitch every day. Had plans on how he wanted to play. I thought he was very good.
He does know the game inside out, doesn't he?
Aye, he loves it. That's the thing, when I first went and spoke to him, I was down there for 5 hours. We just spoke football the full time, and he's obsessed with it all, the tactics, everything. He's right into it, and I thought he was very good. One of the best coaches I've worked under.
How'd you get along with Hilly?
Oh, he's brand a hero, Clint.
Legend, man.
He's one of my favourite interviews I've done. He was brilliant.
Aye.
Top man.
See, even Joey Bartlett's Rangers, did you know he was going to be a coach?
Aye, easy. Mate, it's like you said, he's obsessed with the game, man. Any game of football, it's on, he's watching it. He's coming in the next day to talk about it. See, any sort of football-related debate, he could be there for 4 hours. He would argue in an empty room, and it's no different when it's talking about football, just any type of debate.
So would he be, so we were talking about earlier about the players that sort of question managers, would he be that type of guy that would always want to know what's going on?
Aye, 100%. Mm. Which is what is the type of character where I would be interested if he was like that as a coach, because he's very, very thorough on his thoughts.
Right.
So I don't know if he would be one that would sort of deviate away from what he believes in. But I always did think he'd definitely become a manager one day. He's just a fucking screwball, isn't he?
Well, we can ask this man. Has he seen him? Does he let you have an opinion, or is it his way? Kind of his way?
No, he lets you have an opinion. He's open. He'd let you go and speak to him. 100%. Man to man. He likes... Sean Dyche. He's big on... He loved working under him.
At Burnley.
I loved him.
Just likes to chat about the game, lets you have your opinion on the game. But ultimately, he's a manager, he makes the decision, and he's... I think we spoke about earlier about you're saying there, having an opinion. It's the way you put that opinion across, mm-hmm. isn't it? So you can get somebody that shouts out, oh, no, I'm not doing that, I did that, but it's the way you put it across and the way that... And it's knowing that what you're saying is the best for the team and not just for you, isn't
so it? So would he be a proper... their coaching?
He's on their coaching, mainly... He'd be there every day, but mainly in the build-up Thursday, Friday towards a game.
So game day minus one and two, he'd be it.
Match day minus one.
Does he use the buzzwords? He can't be using buzzwords.
I think he maybe be the type that would. Nah.
He wears glasses. Modern day reading, didn't he?
He reads a lot of books.
He reads a lot of books, didn't he?
Yeah, philosophy and that. I was
surprised you got the sack for him.
It was a bit complicated, I think. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I think just...
he does know the ins and outs, but he doesn't know what to say on camera.
Fair enough.
I genuinely don't. I don't know. I don't have a clue. I just... One day was away.
Things happen.
We were... We had a few days off, I think. We had 10 days off for COVID or something like that. Somebody had it in the building or something like that. And then he was away. I don't know what had happened. He'd been there 3 years. He'd done class. And then you seen when he left, it kind of the season... kind of petered away, so.
Andy, did you ever have any big clashes with him in training? Because you're quite fucking vocal and tough.
Obviously just a famous one, but it was like nothing special at all. Something that you see every single day in training. But I've said it 100 times, I really got along with him. Half a pitch, I thought he was a great guy. You could talk to him, we used to go and play golf sometimes together. And like you said, I like having football debates on us, you'd be talking. Like you said that when you first met him, talking 5 hours just about football, I would have a sort of conversation with him every single day. So, but I got along with him.
Did you ever text him that now?
I still spoke, like when he left Rangers, I still spoke to him quite a few times. He still comes up to Loch Lomond to play golf quite a lot, didn't he? And a couple of times I've been lucky enough to play on there, I've seen him, spoke to him, just me talking about, because like Jordan Rossett was down there, so just like speaking about him, speaking about Hilly and how he's doing and whatnot. So I still kept in touch with him, but I got along with him, so I hope we...
You could tell we like just you got the feeling that he joined in training one time, but he was a floater. And it's mad.
That takes big balls for the manager to make himself a floater, by the way.
It was like 4v4 and then he was a floater, right. So absolutely killed the game of fives. A floater in a game of fives. He just kills it, doesn't he? He dribbles up to the goal, passes under the score. But anyway, I was like, how do you know Hilly not jump in? We'll make it 5v5 and we'll... So the day after a game, I don't know, 2 days after, match day plus two, I think it was. and Mangs used his mates like, no. And I was like, who knows? He's like, no. If he needs to be the floater, otherwise, basically as if,
I think the staff used to play a 7v7, Stephen Craney, Barry, Nick,
right,
Hilly and that, and they used to get a few other staff members involved, and I think eventually it had to be stopped because...
Well, if he tackled him, he'd...
Not just him, I think.
Just a few
cranes, I think he's a bit, I think he got a bit heat a few times.
Well, he's the same as well, to be fair.
He likes a tussle.
He'd like a tussle.
That's just done, lads.
Charlie, super pleasure. Well.
Who'd you like to be the Celtic manager?
Oh, good shit. I get a wee headline out, I'm good.
Who do I like to be the Celtic manager?
Terry Venables.
Vino.
Chizzy.
Jesse Marsh.
He's not taking it.
That's what I want.
Rodney
Super
Marsh.
Superb, Charlie Boy again.
Brilliant, lads. Awesome.
Cheers, lads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.